This is a story that comes from an Indian tribe that lived on the east coast of Canada. Once, there was a man called Strong Wind who had a great power. He could make himself invisible and move silently. Everyone looked up to Strong Wind. When he went into an enemy's camp, they would hear nothing but the wind. It was no problem for him to look through their camp and learn all their plans. One day, Strong Wind made up his mind to choose a wife. Of course, it made sense that many women would want to marry a powerful man. He had to look out for women who only wanted power. Strong Wind decided to make use of his power to find the right woman. Only a woman with a pure heart would be able to see him. Strong Wind lived with his sister near the sea. He told his sister, "Bring any woman who wants to be my wife to the beach in the evening. You can always see me when I am coming home. Ask the woman if she can see me. I will marry the first woman who sees me." Many women looked for Strong Wind, but they could never see him. Now and then some women would say, "Yes, I can see him." Then the sister would ask, "What does he pull his sled with?" The women would try to make up an answer, but they were never right. The chief of the tribe had three daughters. They all looked forward to their chance to see Strong Wind. The youngest daughter was very kind and pretty. She made friends with many people. The two older daughters were jealous of their little sister and looked down on her. They made her wear rags. Then they made fun of her because she looked like a beggar. However, the youngest daughter tried to make the most of her situation. She never complained or hated her sisters, even though they never tried to make up with her. The older daughters went to try to become Strong Wind's wife. They both failed. Then the youngest daughter tried. When the sister saw Strong Wind coming, she asked, "Can you see him?" The young woman said, "Yes." "What does he pull his sled with?"
"He pulls his sled with the rainbow."
This was the right answer. Strong Wind's sister took the young woman home and gave her a beautiful new dress. Strong Wind's sister told her to make herself at home in the tent. Strong Wind knew that she was the right woman. They were married the next day. Later, Strong Wind wanted to make up for the bad things that her sisters had done. Strong Wind used his power to turn the two bad sisters into aspen trees. That is why today the leaves of aspen trees shake, even in a little wind. They remember Strong Wind's power and are afraid.